Race Evans joins us from Pretoria next. He's the MD at Elco Safe. We're going to talk about how we can keep our roads even safer, and that from, of course, people that drink and drive. Some questions we're going to put to him next.
Monday to Friday,
from 9 a.m.
This is Views and News with Clarence Ford.
Only on Cape Talk.
It is 9:22, and you can be part of the conversation at any time via WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. Your calls anytime at 021-446-0567. So, Race Evans, welcome. Great to have you.
Hi, Clarence. Thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you got all the technology at your disposal. Why don't we just stick it into the new cars, and if there's even a whiff of alcohol, your car's immobilized?
Wouldn't that be great? That would be nice in an ideal world. Technology does cost a little bit of money, and you know, there's a lot of people that are responsible and don't drink and drive, and a lot of people that don't drink. So to force that kind of cost on everyone would be difficult to pass through, but we have ways of reducing alcohol usage on the roads, and we can learn from other countries that have got better track records than we do. So without going to the extremes, we can still reduce this problem.
I hear what you're saying, and I've been to Australia, which actually ranks up there as one of the safer kind of road networks in the world. They have learnt through education that you don't want to get behind a wheel with even one glass of anything under your belt. Why is it that we're not learning?
Yeah, I think the problem is that we're not learning from a young age. So the drink drive campaigns and the kind of blind advertising that goes out is not backed up by any type of education from a very young age, and that's really where it has to come in. So we need to change the whole thought process around drinking and driving, and kids need to be taught from a very, very young age that this is not just something that's bad, it's something which is just unacceptable. So, you know, that mindset has to be ingrained into them from a very young age, that, you know, when they do get to a drinking age, that they'll just know without even thinking, like, this is not something that we should be doing, or it's not something that we consider doing. Because at the moment, unfortunately, a lot of kids get brought up by parents who do drink and drive on a regular basis, and they are not taught in school from a young age that this is not something that's acceptable. So by the time they get to 18 and they start drinking, well, you know, they've seen people drinking and driving their whole lives. And so the attitude towards it is not that this is unacceptable. It's kind of who's the most sober out of everyone, or who's had the least to drink and they can drive us, rather than, guys, we're drinking tonight, we're making sure that none of us are driving, let's use a taxi service or something like that. So it has to really be ingrained in from a very young age. And it should be something that's really frowned upon. You know, if you had a bri and you've got a friend that's drinking and he wants to drive, everyone should be saying, no, you know, that's not acceptable. You shouldn't be driving, rather than just handing them their keys and showing them the door. So that happens from a young age.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we are quoting 2023 statistics, a 40% increase in road deaths in 2023, but I would imagine that's off a low COVID kind of base. What was the trajectory prior to COVID?
Yeah, so generally, it's been rising on a year-to-year basis. It has been very bad for a long time, and we've actually seen very, very little involvement from the police. So as a supplier of instruments to the police, we actually haven't seen a major tender awarded for the purchasing of breathalyzers for police departments around the country for probably in excess of 10 years. So the police are very ill-equipped to deal with this problem. You need to have instrumentation to test people to make sure that, you know, you're not just basically harassing people. You know, you need to have up-to-date equipment that you can use to test people on a very, very regular basis, and that equipment is not available. They don't have access to it. It's sort of old equipment that they have that's that's probably due for replacement, and also in very small numbers. So what was encouraging is that towards the end of last year, Cape Town, the city of Cape Town, and KZN and Gauteng, all three put out some quite sizable tenders for instruments. Unfortunately, none of those three tenders have actually been awarded yet. So those instruments are not going to help over this.
Is this new generation technology, Race?
It's similar to the old older technology that people are used to. It is a breathalyzer. You do need to blow into it, but there's a lot more sort of behind the scenes tech that can assist. So these instruments can connect to Bluetooth apps. Those apps can send the results into a cloud, and those can be accessed by a supervisor sitting at a police station that can check how many tests are being done, how many are passed, how many are failed, and where those tests are being done.
And they must still be processed by a district surgeon thereafter physically. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the problem is that there needs to be a confirmation test that's done via blood or by what's called an EBA, an evidential breath analyzer, and there is some police stations that have that. So it's another breathalyzer test that will confirm that positive test.
Okay, you talk about, let's find out about jurisdiction, because we often see, you know, metropolitan police or city traffic doing specifically breathalyzer checks. We don't see police doing it. Can you confirm that it's their jurisdiction to make sure that the roads are clear of drunk drivers?
Yes, it definitely is. So SAPS in 2017 awarded us with a tender for an order for approximately 3,000 instruments, which was supposed to go out into the police. It wasn't ever, so some instruments went out and they were being used specifically by SAPS in the Gauteng region. So I know 100% for sure that SAPS is allowed to stop a person and they are allowed to test you for alcohol. So they should be doing it as well as traffic and highway monitoring. It's not just for highways, it's for SAPS as well.
Okay. And visible policing does serve as a deterrent to driving under the influence.
Yeah, so we've actually got really good laws in South Africa, and that's the frustrating thing. So we've got two drink driving limits, which most people don't know about. So we've got a limit of 0.24 milligrams per litre for a private driver, which is approximately 2 beers, 2 normal-sized cans. And then we've also got a professional driver's limit, which is even lower, 0.1 milligram per litre, and that's for people driving trucks and taxis and things like that. So that's extremely low, less than a beer, and they would already be over that limit. But the amount of drivers that are driving over those limits are sky high, because it doesn't matter what limits you have in place. If you're not enforcing them on a daily basis through regular testing, people just forget about them. Most people don't even know what they are. A lot of police don't even know what they are.
Somebody writes, how can you compare Australia to South Africa regarding drunk driving? Their functional transport system, including taxis, which is a good point. We do not have that public transport, affordable, kind of reliable and safe transport that would probably take a lot of people off the roads.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a cheap way out, to be honest, because you can't say that I choose to drink and drive because there isn't public transport available to me. So what you're saying is that you're choosing to be a criminal and potentially kill someone because you can't afford the public transport. What you should be doing is drinking less and driving. You know, don't drink and drive. Don't say that because there isn't public transport available that I'm allowed to now drink and drive. That just doesn't make common sense. That is someone that's in denial.
Yeah, and it's probably a good way to end this conversation. Race Evans from Pretoria is the MD at Alco Safe. And, of course, they are a company providing alcohol testing equipment technology. And they're saying they're not seeing the necessary effort in terms of acquiring these devices that is going to enable us to get those drunk drivers off the road.